let's move to another scene. A key event in the novel is the plane crash, Flight 553, December 8, 1972, which had Dorothy Hunt on board.
Yes.
And many people suspect that the plane was crashed or blown up to get rid of Dorothy Hunt because of what she knew in the fallout from Watergate. Is that true? December 8, 1972, Watergate was starting to surface in the press, and Howard Hunt was in trouble, and then certain forces behind Watergate had to affect him, so they murdered Dorothy Hunt.
And what was she carrying with her?
I've heard different stories. Sherman Skolnick's an expert on that, but I don't know.
How much money was she carrying?
Oh, that's right. She had $1 million or $2 million.
Exactly.
$2 million, was it?
Two and a quarter.
What was she going to do with it?
She was going to pay off some people so they would get to other people and that they would then perjure themselves in court.
The people who would get victimized by this would end up being charged with lying in court?
No, she wanted to make sure that they lied.
Oh,
she wanted to bribe them.
To lie in court?
Yes.
So who... And were they part of Watergate, those people?
Yes. Where was she flying to?
Chicago. Going to Chicago. Now, why? Who wanted to stop that?
Why was Watergate in the first place?
That's a question that's never been explained, and that's one of my questions I was going to ask. Where did Watergate originate from? Why did it happen?
That was Nixon's role in financial valuations that one year before.
He opened the gold window.
Now, which meant that there was no longer a monetary backing to the dollar.
Yes.
Now, Bretton Woods
had been scrapped, in effect. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. That would involve the Rockefellers.
See?
And that Dr. Beter, I think, understood that.
Yes.
Yes. So they had to get Nixon out.
Yes.
But Nixon was, as the ever been said, a megalomaniac.
So. It was not hard, was it? You see, the Watergate affair is a minor, minor event. That there would be a recording of others' discussions in a group situation.
The Democratic Party.
Yes. They knew everything. It was a matter of confirmation. It was a matter of pettinesses. That... This had been done, and far worse than this had been done 100 times. It was a convenient peg to hang the president upon.
Right. Now, I'm thinking of in Norman Mailer's novel, which will be developed in the second part, Oswald's Ghost, doesn't come out till this spring. The attractive scene scenario or possibility is that Watergate was a cover for tapping into the Federal Reserve Board on the floor above the Democratic Committee and hear how the rates were changed and anticipate that and make billions. Maybe some faction of CIA was tapping it. That is not what was going on there.
No.
And now immediately I jump to Dr. Beter saying Al Haig was a Rockefeller man, therefore Al Haig was Deep Throat, as you have said. Therefore he worked for Rockefeller to arrange to orchestrate this defeat of Nixon. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Is there anything you would add to that that's more complex? Or?
Nixon dug his own hole. And he pulled the earth on top of himself.
Because of his, whatever you call it, his megalomania, his stupidity, he didn't know how to fight Rockefeller.
Did not know how.
Did he understand why he was being Watergated? Did he know why?
He knew it. But also... There was one more connection. The connection was that Nixon, being the megalomaniac that he was beginning to become more influential in foreign affairs
than was desired. For Cold War purposes?
For Cold War purposes.
In that sense, he was pushing towards a more peaceful situation, maybe.
Yes. Under what terms?
Yeah, I'm not sure what terms...
On peaceful terms.
Right.
But he would be making terms with what country?
China.
Who did not want better relationships between the U.S. and China?
Either Moscow or the Rockefellers.
Consider for a moment it was both.
Yeah. That's what Beter talks about. That's the Bolshevik-Rockefeller Alliance.
I see it.
I see. So that's an accurate thing.
Yes.
So the people who were Beter sources must have been very high up or very involved to understand that.
Yes, they were.
They were intelligent people themselves?
They were.
Had they done work with the Rockefellers?
Yes.
I mean, within, not through bureaucracy, but knew, personally, had worked with the Rockefellers?
Yes.
And were angry at what the Rockefellers were pulling off?
Yes.
I see. That makes that clear. So who wanted Dorothy Hunt murdered? Since she was going to get the lying, is it the Rockefeller faction that's trying to control the Watergate unfolding, so they have to get rid of meddling by Dorothy Hunt?
They had to.
Yeah.
The point is, that money that she was carrying, that was important to understand the money aspect.
Where it came from?
No, where it was going. If those bribes had gone through, then it would have given Nixon greater coverage, would be more protected. And the objective was to make sure that under no circumstance would he be able to protect himself.
All right, so Hunt was being loyal. Mr. and Mrs. Hunt were being loyal to Nixon.
Yes.
They paid the price.
They did indeed.
And Howard Hunt knew who his enemy was, if you call it the Rockefellers, that at that time, or he found that out later?
He knew before and then absolutely knew after.
So knowing that, knowing what you've told me, the Rockefellers are only mentioned twice in Norm Mailer's novel. Very minor situation. But it's interesting how they're left out. Does Norman Mailer know the role of the Rockefellers?
He does, and wait till we bring it up in the next novel.
Oh, the next book will bring it in.
It will.
Because I can see it's planted there through the Dean Rusk character, I think, at this point.
Yes.
And the factional fighting in the 50s and early 60s.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for that information. We turn it over because we're going to... one thing, were all five Rockefeller brothers involved in these shenanigans, or were people like Lawrence Rockefeller and Winthrop, who was governor of Arkansas, were they distant from Nelson and David's work?
Somewhat, but not that much.
Why does Lawrence Rockefeller fund a lot of New Age, Cathedral St. John activities, mystical activities like William Irwin Thompson? Why does he do that if he has such a political Machiavellian background?
Two things. First is, it's a destabilization.
Of who?
Of a direction.
What is that direction?
It could be best described as a Rockefeller future. He is not simpatico with that future.
David is? David is simpatico with that future?
That he would fund all these things?
No. Lawrence is not simpatico with his brother's plans, right?
Yes.
Are the sons of these five brothers simpatico with David and Nelson's plans?
Fair, yes.
So Lawrence is being a difficult brother.
He's being a very difficult brother.
And the Rockefeller plans are still in motion?
Weekly.
Which is what Beter talks about.
Yes, weekly.
Yes.
They lost the impetus.
But they had it in the 70s.
Yes.
And Lawrence was a problem back then.
Yes, always been a problem.
Is that like typical brotherly jealousy? Or was Lawrence had a more moral attitude about it?
No, he's more being a trickster than anything else.
What's his motive?
Destabilize.
In other words, he doesn't want the Rockefeller plan to succeed.
No, he does not.
So I would call that he's ethical. He's more for the people, so to speak. He's more of a populist, or he's more of a populist.
But
yeah, he doesn't want that oligarchy to continue.
No, he does not.
Because he knows what they've done, and he's disgusted, I guess.
He's more than disgusted. It's more that he's now trying to atone for it.
Right.
But at the same time, he's destabilizing.
Yeah, but destabilizing his brother.
Yes.
In other words, he's like O.J. Simpson. He's schizoid. He's been involved with crimes, and yet he's trying to deny it or pay back, you know, assuage his guilt for it, right?
Yes.
So in that confusion, he's successful. And is it important what the Cathedral St. John of Divine does? Does that actually upset the Rockefeller plan?
No, in truth. It's just an irritant.
Right, on the theological level. I
yes.
You call it.
Yes.
It might be an irritant more on the Vatican than
not even there.
Right. Okay. That's. I was curious of the relationship of the family. All right. I'm going to go to these other questions. I'd like to go back to our first reading, where we talked about the evolution of the universe, and then we moved into Atlantean culture and the interaction of the Buddhis with Egypt, whether they did or not. Now, does the Ark of the Covenant relate, the mythical object, Ark of the Covenant, was that an electronic battery? Was it something that was a very potent machine? Or what was the Ark of the Covenant, if there was such a thing?
Oh, there was.
And what was it?
It was a massive accumulator of energy. Massive.
That came from the Atlantean legacy?
The Atlantean legacy.
And it hurt people if they were around it?
It did.
So it was so therefore creating fear. So it was given, it wasn't used as a technology, it was just something worshipped, so to speak.
Consider for a moment that if this civilization suddenly disappeared, this one here.
Yes.
And all that was remaining was one fax machine. Nothing to run it on.
Yes.
But much mystique associated with it.
Yes.
That's an Ark of the Covenant.
All right. I'm going to do quick topics. Was Hillary Clinton involved in an illegal stock deal in the late 70s, which has been made a lot of?
Yes.
She did something illegal knowingly.
Knowingly. That there would be a return that would be considered insider trading.
And so she's had to cover that all these years.
Yes.
So she's vulnerable on that point.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. All right. The Evergreens have made many predictions over the years, and many for me, and many have not happened as of this point. One of them is the press conference the White House was supposed to have a few years ago, saying that they were going to replicate the AIDS virus.
Mm.
I mean, no, that they had replicated, had created it, I think it was, successfully
yes.
replicated it. Is that press conference still on the boards?
Still on the boards.
Did the Clinton election alter the timing on that?
It did.
Because he's not part of the same... Well, George Bush was ready to do that press conference.
Yes.
And he doesn't know how AIDS was made.
No.
But he was just told to do this.
A great advance that the virus could be replicated.
Is George Bush a Rockefeller agent the way Al Haig is?
No.
All right. Now, this press conference is still going to happen.
Yes.
All right. Have they replicated the AIDS virus yet?
They have, yes.
The Clinton thing has set the timing off.
It's the timing.
Because he doesn't have the intelligence connections that need to do this.
Exactly.
Right. Now, our movie that Madame Barry and I are planning, we would like to have that as... We'd like to mirror that press conference or have that as an element in our scenario. Would that be dangerous?
No.
Could we time it? Do we have time to time it to have the movie come out around the time there's a press conference?
You would.
Well, when's the timing you would see the conference happening?
Conference on AIDS, New York, 1995, August.
And that's even despite the Clinton thing, but is
yes.
Clinton a lame duck at that point?
Oh, yes, most assuredly.
So this military intelligence network can start to move things.
Exactly.
Now, that's going to bring back my Bob Marshall role on AIDS and that stuff. On how I did the press conference on what caused AIDS.
Yes.
And the movie's going to be a bit about that.
Yes.
So you think that making a movie, maybe it's a small movie, I don't know what size, is not a threat to the people who need to do these press conferences?
No.
Right. So we can go ahead with that.
If you choose.
Well, should Carolyn be worried about drug companies, the vested interests of the drug companies, feeling threatened by me or as it gets known?
No.
Part of the fractionalization of the system?
Yes.
There's lots of room for people to do new things in, right?
Exactly.
Because the older companies are harassed under their own situation.
Yes.
Right. Why have a lot of the evergreen predictions not come true? I'll just say a few, like... Quebec separation. In relation to there'd be five divisions of Canada... five blocks, but the evergreens are saying in the latest journal Quebec won't separate.
No, they will not separate to become a separate entity. That there is exclusion of Quebec in an economic sense.
That's going to come out of this Parizeau thing?
Yes.
And Parizeau wants that in a way?
Yes.
But it'll backfire on him?
Mightily.
But he still will be relatively separated.
But not a separated province.
Yeah, as officially.
Officially.
And that kind of fragmentation of Canada will create the five economic regions.
Exactly.
Now, here are some of the predictions. Hussein has not been shot.
No.
There was not a civil war in China. Not a civil war in Nicaragua. Honecker didn't die for many years. Can everyone explain then why you're not accurate on those points? Those kind of points.
There is not a civil war in China?
On the news level, they certainly don't tell us that, do they? If you admit that our average perception is that there's not a civil war, like there is in Haiti right now.
Not that, but in China, there is what could be best described as a slow civil war. And as soon as Deng casts off Clay, you would hear what has not been said.
And it will be intensified, the events. They will look more obvious.
Yes.
So, and the Nicaragua Civil War hasn't happened, but is there a slow war there?
Nicaragua is not ready to explode, but the probabilities of civil war are increasing as time goes by.
Right, so... The evergreens admit that the dates and times you say are not accurate.
They are sometimes optimistic.
Right. And is that Michael's impressions when he writes it? Or is that
most,
dictating?
Most often. Well, no, we do really wish to put the onus on Michael.
Yeah.
We accept responsibility. But there is much more that can be said. And possibly should be said and in future will be said.
But up to this point, Michael has been rather brief, in a sense.
Too brief.
Yeah.
Now, elapse time, please, because there is not a great...
Okay, 55 minutes.
We have about 5 minutes.
Approximately, yes.
Okay, that was an exciting, amazing chunk of information. You are much more wiser now of the factors involved in the American sociologist's attempt to explain your wedding. I forgot to mute you guys, but you're nice and quiet. So you still there, Eben? Yes, you are. Eben.
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted myself.
Yeah. So?
That was a big hunk and juicy.
That's right. That's something to re-listen to.
Heck yeah. Poor Nixon.
Yeah, out of all that, you felt sympathetic to a fellow Californian.
Yeah, come on. He was so... I heard he was really smart, but...
Yeah, he is obviously. True.
And so, what were the key points? Because that was such a huge...
Yeah, listen to it. It's incredible what you just heard. Norman Mailer Harlow's ghost is how it started. Then Mel Monroe. JFK and details of Hoover and JFK. Details of Hoover and Tolson. Hoover and the Mafia. Hoover and AFL-CIO. Castro. Oswald Bannister Ferry. Ruby. JFK, RFK, and Mel Monroe. Spindle. CIA by boy. Mailer. Kennedy's in the Mafia. The Mafia Wars. New York family becoming too strong versus the Colombo and Buffalo families and the Gene Cannon. That's an amazing part. That explains a lot of the Mafia Wars.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, just pausing there for you to be in awe of that factor. Be interesting to see how much... Gorzizi gets into this. Then Flight 553, Watergate, Nixon, the Hunt, Rockefeller, Harlow's ghost, more Rocky and Oswald's ghost, the Rockefellers, Lindisfarne. Now all these books, Mailer's book changed the game. He never did Harlow's ghost part two. He did something different. Changed.
He died of natural causes, right? He died of natural causes.
No, Nelson Rockefeller was murdered, according to Dr. Beter.
How about Norman Mailer?
I don't know. There was a whole story about the timing of that. And the last time I got to speak to him, I can't remember it now. Some interesting synchronicity. Yeah, what's in his book? I can't remember the title of his book. Basically, the devil moved to America after World War II. Then there's Mir, Quebec separation. No, we didn't get that far. So, George Bush and Rocky, that was something.
Nice.
Ark of the Covenant, massive accumulator of energy. You hear that part?
Oh my gosh, I might have dozed on that. but hold it, massive gather of energy. So
massive accumulator of energy left over from Atlantis.
Where is it?
Maybe we didn't get that far. Let me see.
As Ion described the Ark? Have you gone through it?
Oh, yeah, Island? They've talked about it, yeah. It sort of, it overlaps with what the Ion says about it. So that was part two. Yeah, I'm not going to... If you didn't hear the Ark of the Covenant, we didn't do it.
I think I heard, when I tuned in one time, I think I heard you guys talking about it, that it was all the people's emotions or wills or something going in, and that's what gave it all of its power, was the people placing so much importance on it.
Yeah.
I heard that one.
Is Susanna gone? Who's left? Probably Denny's probably here. Madeline, you still here?
Not really.
Well, did you catch any of that?
Sort of.
Looks like I'm on my own from here on in.
Denny's here. Yeah. Denny's been listening.
Denny's paying attention.
There you go.
Are you going to bed? You going to sleep, Madeline?
Trying not to. Probably.
Yep. Nope, I am.
Look at that. Look at. Are you looking at the? Do you look at the messages over on the right, Madeline?
Nope.
Hoover running around in miniskirt lipstick. They don't even understand it. That's a subtle thing that is going to be looked over in the iconography.
I heard that part. That was interesting.
Yeah, very subtle. Actually talking about people.
Yeah, but Bob, really, when you think about what it is, the emotions or something that he had to act out, I mean, how funny, what kind of Saturday Night Live skits that could be. I mean, what exactly is he experiencing in a dress?
No, he's so macho. It's very simple to understand. He's so macho all day long that he couldn't express his sentimental or whatever the female side that came out with the dress.
I know, but wouldn't it be interesting just to see what part of the female, essence he decides to imbue? I just think that would be so interesting to see what is that.
He decides to imbue feminine clothing.
I know, but he also probably takes it on in voice and in gesture and in some kind of tea
not
party.
Not necessarily. No, just talk normally.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No, I'm with Evan.
Well, this is
silly.
Just
make up.
Yeah, you guys can use your imagination all you want. Don't catch me doing that.
Well, you're the one who's saying that he was accessing something he couldn't as a macho man. So when you take on that feminine exterior, there's an interior also. So anyways, I was just thinking, it is kind of fun to think about what he chose. Like, if you were to dress up as a woman, Bob, what would you experience?
I don't know. I've never done it, so I wouldn't know what would happen. I wouldn't like doing it. I don't feel like a desire to do it. I just declare I'm a fucking woman. I don't need a dress like one, do I?
Well, it helps.
No, it doesn't. If I'm declaring it, that's enough. It bypasses cultural clothing. I'm just a spinning clothing crystal. Dancing the hex advertisement. But sounds like you guys can't get into the raw subtlety of it. You have to maintain the TV iconography in some way.
Oh, no, it's just late.
Yeah, that forgot. Hey, before you go, Madeline, I have to play you what Hoover said to me. This was interesting. All right, so that was the May 92, I think. May 92. Just a second.
Got it to you through the Evergreen?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just going to look it up. May 14th. Or is it May 12th? What we just heard, just for the dating, was October 3rd, 1994.
was a fun segue, by the way, going from dressing up like a woman to J. Edgar.
So, Bill, you're a little more rational and mature about it, right? You don't require Saturday night skits, do you?
Don't require what? I just got back. I was taking a bath.
That's it. That's the problem with this electronic world. It's all disconnected. People, you don't know what people have heard. You don't require Saturday Night Live skits.
Oh, no, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live since, I think, the original cast left in the 70s.
Same here. Proud of it.
Oh, stop. There's some good stuff.
The next generation feels... Everybody's always feeling insulted, Bill, even you sometimes. It's just extraordinary.
Bob, that's one of your natural talents, is to bring that particular emotion out in people.
Yes, it's my calm, serene demeanor.
Absolutely.
With a patina of agitation that just throws people off. It doesn't make sense. Okay, so we got here. It is. So it's May. Oh, no, it's April 23rd, 91. Now, dig this. This wasn't even expected. April 23rd, 91. Right here.
The following is...
So you go all the way to the end. Still looking. Just a second. Still looking. Well, gonna have to. Still looking.
Did it because I believed it was in the nation's interest. Eventually, the fact that it is gaining certain result.
Systems of the body to normal, naturally known.
And while that is the conference, so you're working in a 1-to-1 ratio through the conference.
Mm-hmm.
We have to move it around a bit.
Systems of the body to normal.
And while that is through the conference.
Mm-hmm. With people involved.
Yes. So you got a mirror.
Systems of the body to normal.
So you're working in a 1-to-1 ratio through the conference.
Mm-hmm. With people involved.
Yes. Yes.
And will it go on to be patented and sold through pharmacies?
Yes.
Great.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Do you have a final comment at this time?
Here it comes, guys.
Anything else they want to add to anything that you've said?
I have to tell you what Hoover says. He says, I was duped, but I did it because I believed it was in the nation's interest. And while that is no excuse, I believed it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.